Professor Hanke, how would you comment the upcoming stress tests in Bulgarian banking system?
Well, it's a little hard to anticipate what's going to happen because two things. One, we don't know exactly what is going to be involved with the stress test, what they're going to do, how they're going to conduct the stress test in advance. So that's a question mark. But the other question mark relates to the data that are publicly available about the banks at this point in time. So, for example, I've done an analysis of the banking system, and given the information that's available and the way I do my own stress test, my way, I can only make the calculation up until and through the first quarter of 2015. So it's slightly out of date. You see, it's 4 months, 5 months out of date. And that's because the Bulgarian National Bank doesn't put out the information on non-performing loans in the banking system on a basis that's more frequent than quarterly. They're only putting out quarterly information. So it's by definition kind of old. I have been trying, and the Bulgarian National Bank also only puts out this data in a fairly aggregate form. They have two groups of banks that they put information out for, the bigger banks and the smaller banks, but they're all lumped together. And then they have another category for the consolidated banking system that lumps all the banks together. So it's a little hard for me to answer the question with any precision. However, I have analyzed, given my own stress test, the way I normally look at banks, I calculate something called the Texas ratio. And the Texas ratio is a fairly straightforward calculation. You just take the non-performing loans and advances that the banks have, and you divide that number by the so-called adjustable tangible equity and provisions that have been made by the banks. And the reason you use that little formula for the Texas ratio, you see if these non-performing loans that the banks have continue to not perform and they're never paid off, is there enough equity and are there enough provisions in the banking system to absorb that kind of negative shock that would be imposed by not having the loans ever paid off? And so calculating it as of the end of the first quarter in 2015, I find that for the Tier 1 banks, that ratio is improving a little bit from the year before. And it's also improving a little bit for the Tier 2 bank group from the year before. And, of course, if you take the consolidated banking system, put all the banks together, it is improving. If you put all the banks together, the ratio a year ago was 121%, meaning that the non-performing loans were actually greater than the equity and provisions in the banking system. So if the non-performing loans last year were never paid off, it would wipe the banking system out. This year, the number as of the first quarter is about 97%. So it has improved slightly.
But maybe because there are no new loans recently.
The new loans and the Tier 1, they over the last year, they've gone down slightly. And in Tier 2, they've gone down quite a lot, actually. So, and for the banking system at large, they have gone down. So you're correct. The loans have gone down. The total number of loans outstanding are less than they were, but the non-performing loans have gone down in Tier 1, and they've gone way down in Tier 2, the non-performing loans. And for the system as a whole, the non-performing loans have gone down. So the quantity of loans outstanding is lower than it was, but the quality of the loans appears to be a little bit better than it was. So in general, again, this data suffers from the fact that the Bulgarian National Bank is only putting out very aggregate statistics, and they're not putting out the non-performing loan data more frequently than quarterly. Instead of putting it out every month, they're putting it out only quarterly. So the data are kind of old. But given that aggregation problem and the slowness of reporting by the Bulgarian National Bank, I would have to say objectively, as of the end of the first quarter of 2015, relative to what it was a year before, the quality of the banking system has actually improved slightly.
The Prime Minister, Mr. Borisov,
yes,
mentioned in a TV interview that, I quote his words, the state had to support X number of banks not to fall down.
He might be right, and I might be right with what I just told you. And the reason for that is that the data that the Bulgarian National Bank is putting out lumps all these banks together. So that's all the information I have and the public has to analyze things. Whereas, so what that means is like a big basket of apples. they're reporting the average quality, basically, of the apples in the basket, and that's what you get if you look at the aggregate of the basket. But there are individual apples in the basket, and maybe there's some rotten apples in there, and I don't know. With the data that are supplied by the Bulgarian National Bank in aggregate, there's no way for me to know. So maybe the Prime Minister knows what the individual apples look like, and I don't. It's impossible for me to know. And this is why I've been very critical of the Bulgarian National Bank ever since the commercial bank fiasco, which has never been cleared up in a transparent way. We still don't exactly know what really happened and who was involved. That whole picture remains very cloudy. What I've recommended is that the balance sheets of the individual banks in the Bulgarian system all be certified and posted by the Bulgarian National Bank on their website every month. So instead of waiting for quarterly data on non-performing loans, and the most recent data that I have for the non-performing loans from the Bulgarian National Bank is in March of 2015. Well, it's September already.
Yeah.
August data should be up there on the website of the Bulgarian National Bank, and the most recent data for non-performing loans is in March, and it's aggregate. It's with the basket of apples. It's not the individual apples. I want to see what the individual apples look like, and if I did, then I could tell you whether the Prime Minister was correct or not correct. Everyone would know. The banking system in Bulgaria is about where it was a year ago, and if anything, it's improved a little bit in quality. The quality's improved a little bit, looking at the numbers and that Texas ratio that I calculate. And one reason for that, obviously, I think the loan standards and credit rating by the banks in Bulgaria is probably improved because of the Greek crisis, because the bankers in Bulgaria are afraid and they're more careful than they were a year ago. The other thing is that the economy in Bulgaria actually is performing better than the average European Union country. And even with the problems created by the commercial bank fiasco, the budget situation is good relative to other EU countries. And the level of debt, of course, very good in Bulgaria. So I think all of those things paint a picture of probably slight improvement in the banking system. It doesn't surprise me that it's improved slightly, but the risk, and when you say Bulgarian risk, and I'm kind of thinking as I'm talking here, and I think I have the answer. The answer is the big Bulgarian risk is something that we don't know, because the data aren't published by the Bulgarian National Bank in a timely, disaggregated way for all the banking system. So that even on average, I know things are getting slightly better in the banking system, but I don't know how many more bad apples like Commercial Bank are in the system.
Yeah, the balance sheet they have to publish.
They're so old. In the meantime, you could have had a huge fire someplace or an explosion, and you wouldn't even know, because the balance sheets are only reported annually.
Yeah, that's really a huge problem for us.
So I think that right now it gets back to my critique of the Bulgarian National Bank, and that is the big risk. In Bulgaria, it's always transparency about everything, because no one has a clue of what's going on in Bulgaria generally. Everything is a shroud of secrecy over it, and rumors are... Sofia is the biggest rumor mill in the world, almost, the world capital of rumors. And so what they need is more data, more transparency, and particularly with the banking system. Because the one thing, by the way, that is transparent and works perfectly is the currency board system, you see. You know exactly what's going on. Everyone knows what's going on. That's why no one worries about it. It's because they know it's being run properly, and they can look at the data, and data are current and correct.